Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Saturday, February 3rd, 2024. So, did you do the crossword?
I did.
And what did you think?
I thought it was a tall crossword.
It was a tall crossword. You are right. It is not 15 by 15.
No, it's 15 by 16.
Gasp! Well, it was by Carolyn Davies Lynch and Jeff Chen. And presumably Jeff Chen has enough weight when he says, I want it to be 15 by 16. Will says, yes, sir, or let's talk about it.
Uh-huh.
He probably doesn't acquiesce that easily. But
maybe not.
Yeah.
But I did notice it was tall.
You are right.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you notice about it?
It was hard. It was hard for me.
Was it?
It was, yes.
Okay, because I got through this in about one quarter of the time I did yesterday's.
Wow.
I was thinking Thursday was hard, Friday was harder, mm-hmm. and I thought, I am doomed. And I just got through most of it very quickly, and then I ran into problems in the bottom left right corner.
Yeah, that was the killer corner.
But it didn't take, I'm like, I refuse to sort of die on this hill, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
and was able to sort of figure it out. I presume you did as well.
Yeah, I had to get a little help.
Oh.
I had 39 across, licenses perhaps, and I had, well, I didn't have anything.
Oh, because so, I started with IDs.
So did I.
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't give it up.
Mm.
So anyway, so then 32 down. That I had the C and
34 down, okay.
Yeah, C and the L, and of course 35 down. I had the E and the L,
right,
from the crosses, but nothing. I got nothing down there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just.
What about 53 across? Gently apply as concealer.
Well, I didn't know if it was dab on or if it was pat on.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept switching back and forth there.
But what about, but 53 down, it's a plan.
See, I couldn't, I didn't.
See, I just assumed that was a diet plan.
Mm-hmm. And I must admit, 46 down, Korean model hitting the scene in 1999. I thought, I bet that's a Kia.
Uh-huh.
So I had Kia, but I had no idea what the name of the model was.
Right.
So I had that K, I, and A, and I had the on of dab on or pat on,
mm-hmm.
and that was it. And I wouldn't give up on IDs because I couldn't think of anything else for licenses. It turned out it was okay.
Yes.
So I did have to. Well, what happened was I opened Wordplay and the picture was of an Elks Lodge. So I'm like, oh, I know what that is now. So I went back and I put Elks Lodge in, and then I was able to get the rest of it.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that wasn't really just an Elks, you know, someone from the Elks could have shown up at the door.
Yes.
And said, care to contribute to the Elks Lodge? That would have been extremely eerie,
mm-hmm.
especially at the time of night that you typically do the crossword.
Yep, it would have. But anyway, yeah, I had a little trouble there. But the rest of it, it was hard coming for me, so.
Huh. It's just weird that way. I mean, it just always depends on what you know.
That's right.
And there are probably a few places here where I just latched onto things somehow.
Mm-hmm.
I found the entire puzzle to be, I'm like, this is a Saturday, but just a fluke. It'll probably, today's will probably be, or Sunday's will probably be a real killer.
We'll find out.
We will find out. But I thought the clues in today's crossword were really, really well crafted.
Some of them were really clever, I thought.
Like one across. What's on the up and up? Ascent.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Yep.
10 across, economy-based calculation for short. I went for GNP, Gross National Product.
Me too.
But it turned out to be MPG.
Right. Which is?
Well, miles per gallon.
Okay.
I figured everyone knew that. Let's see, 13 across, college assignment was roomy.
Right.
I sort of had a feeling it was going to go that way, but it was still nicely worded.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yesterday I had in the answer to a chime that was GEC, I first had Ben for Big Ben, and then I had BBC.
Yes.
And then I went to NBC. Well, BBC is in the grid today.
Yes,
Transmitter of audio programs, BBC Radio.
That's right.
You know, I got the radio part first, and then I'm like, oh, it's BBC. So yep. that was sort of surprising.
Right, yes.
They had the nice juxtaposition, 31 across what it's not in a saying. That was rocket science.
Yes.
And that crossed 17 down what it's not in a saying. And that was brain surgery.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That was very nicely done.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right in the middle there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Let's see, what else was...
I liked 7 down, angular movement, cubism.
Yes. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
And 7 across, a little smoke, question mark, was SIG.
Right.
Ha-ha.
Right. 51 across, too, highlighters of sort, eyeliners.
Yes. And then right, that was, right across from that was that clue, 53 across, gently applies concealer, dab on. So that sort of seemed to be the makeup row of the grid.
Yes.
And beneath the eyeliners, pass on a 54 across, pass on a wing and a prayer was Hail Mary.
Yes.
That was funny. and 58 across, one that checks what you, or no, sorry, org that checks what you don't, TSA.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, org that checks what you, oh, I see. Okay. Mm. Took me a while to sort of work through that.
Uh-huh.
55 down, venue for many TV reruns was TBS.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Turner Broadcasting, I guess, system?
Maybe, yes. I like the one above TSA. Like Zombies and Some Loves, Undying.
yes, that was cute. Let's see. 33 down, third grade groups, question mark, C teams.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That was fine.
Yep.
I wondered about the plural versus singular aspect of 27 across, whatevs. And the answer was meh. And I realized that whatevs is slang, but yep. It was still whatevs plural. So I thought it should have been mehs, M-E-H-S.
Oh.
But I don't know.
I don't know. Meh. Did you say whatev? Does anyone say whatev, or do they just say whatevs?
I don't hang around people who say whatevs. If anyone opens their mouth and starts to form the word whatevs, I try and get off the stop. I'll get off at the next stop. You just carry on saying whatevs. Let's see here. 41 down. I thought it raised an interesting point. Fixture on a frozen lake. And the answer was ice hut.
That's right.
Which I knew thanks to my position here, I guess, in Northeast Wisconsin.
That's right.
But I don't think it's true this year.
Nope.
I just wonder if anyone...
There may be ice huts at the bottom of the lake instead of on top of it.
listeners, for those of you who are in Northeast Wisconsin, any of you try and put an ice hut out on the lake, have you seen it lately? I mean, I'm sure it's at the bottom by now.
Well, I would imagine if people watch the forecast, they would know to get the ice off the ice.
Get the hut off, yes. and sort of right, almost right next to ice hut 43 down, people of the Iroquois Confederacy was Oneida.
That's right.
And we have Oneida streets. We have Oneida casinos. We have Oneida, like, all over the place here.
We do. But, you know, the major... tribe around here really is the Menominee, so I'm not sure. I mean, the Oneida is located in Wisconsin too, but
mm-hmm.
I believe the major tribe is the Menominee around here. So,
I guess that would explain the street.
Yes,
but there's also I don't know if there's an Oneida street. There's Oneida in Menasha and
yeah.
Appleton.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So there's Oneidas all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else was intriguing here? Oh, 22 across. Sir George conducted 999 Chicago Symphony concerts. George Solti. And he has a very interesting history. But I noticed that his name was Sir George, but it was just spelled G-E-O-R-G.
Right.
And I just wondered what happened to the missing E.
I have no idea.
I thought it was some sort of a Van Gogh thing where he cut off his E or something, but
I don't think so.
No, I guess not. The Panthers' home, 15 down, was Carolina.
That's right.
Did you know that?
Carolina Panthers, yes.
I guess that explains. But don't they have to be like either from North Carolina or South Carolina?
Apparently not.
Which Carolina are they from? Just Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, that is an interesting thought. If North Carolina and South Carolina merged, and then another state split, you'd still have 50 stars. I think they should get something going that way. Maybe North and South Dakota. Maybe they could merge.
Be a pretty big state.
Well, we're still not a lot of people.
Nope.
I mean, I'm not sure, probably several million, I would imagine. But if we have any listeners from North or South Dakota, let us know. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Let us know if you have any huts out on your lakes. All right. I thought this was a good crossword. I thought it had all sorts of fun things going on in the grid.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was by Carolyn Davis Lynch. I'm going to say this right eventually. Carolyn Davies Lynch and Jeff Chen. So well done. I think 5 squares on the Jam CR scale.
I'll give it that.
And finally, it is Saturday, which means it's time for Jam Katwa. That is where we go back through the crosswords of the week and select what we deem to be the very best.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a tough decision this week.
It was.
This was a good crossword.
Yep.
And there were some other fabulous ones as well. For example, let's see.
The loop-de-loop on Thursday was pretty amazing.
Yes.
Construction.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Friday was incredibly tough with lots of very good very good clues.
Yes, that's true.
And
then I believe it was Monday we had the palindromes, right?
Let's see.
Was that Tuesday?
No, it was Monday. You were right. Your your memory, as usual, does not fail you.
That too was a feat of real expertise in crossword construction.
Yes, but. Mm-hmm. After examining all of these, looking them up and down and sideways, we have settled on Sunday.
That's right.
Because we are suckers for animation.
And whack-a-mole. No, it was a very clever puzzle, I thought. And, of course, a lot going on in it. But it had some good clues. And the animation was great.
Yes. So... congrats to Nathan Hasegawa. Well done.
Yes.
For that crossword titled Hammer Time. And Nathan, if you feel so inclined, drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com, and we will have your Jam Katwa certificate nicely signed, as well as some wonderful Northeast Wisconsin swag winging its way towards you in no time.
That's right.
And if anyone else wants to provide listener feedback, we always appreciate it. And we also appreciate 5-star reviews on wherever you happen to be listening to this podcast.
That would be lovely.
Yep, that helps us sort of get the word out, so to speak.
That's right.
That is it for today. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword. Tomorrow.
Bye-bye.